Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Scientists have spotted yet another potentially concerning coronavirus variant. NPR's Rob Stein reports it appears to be spreading quickly in New York City.
Researchers say the variant looks like it's becoming increasingly common in New York City, and it's worrisome because it has a mutation that appears to make it less vulnerable to some drugs and to the body's immune response. It's the same mutation that was first spotted in South Africa and seems to be causing problems with some vaccines. Researchers say it's too early to know for sure whether it's more contagious, but the variant's already been spotted in other parts of the Northeast, so scientists are keeping a close eye on it and trying to learn more about just how much of a threat it may pose. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Later today, President Biden will attend an event commemorating 50 million COVID-19 vaccines that have been given in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing a potential third COVID vaccine for the U.S. It's made by Johnson & Johnson. It only requires one injection instead of two, like other COVID vaccines, and analysis finds overall it is 66% effective. Texas lawmakers will hold the first in a set of hearings today to investigate the massive power outages during last week's winter storms. From Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider reports more than 4 million customers lost power.
The state's electric grid operator, ERCOT, has come under fierce scrutiny. Five of its board members who live out of state have resigned en masse. The hearing will only intensify that spotlight. Two committees will grill representatives of ERCOT, the state's Public Utility Commission, and individual power generation and transmission companies. Questions will likely focus on why the grid failed and who was responsible, as well as whether Texas was selling electricity to other states when it was clear a hard freeze was coming. Governor Greg Abbott has made legislation to winterize the state's power grid one of his emergency priorities for the legislative session. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
The Biden administration is getting ready to release an intelligence report about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. NPR's Deborah Amos says the report is the subject of a lawsuit filed by the group, the Open Society Justice Initiative.
Not long after he was killed, the U.S. intelligence community made this assessment that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he's known as MBS, ordered that murder. Some members of Congress saw that report. The Trump administration kept it from being made public. In the meantime, Open Society Justice Initiative filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit. They are seeking that document.
NPR's Deborah Amos reporting. Jamal Khashoggi was brutally murdered in Turkey in 2018 by Saudi operatives. You're listening to NPR. Arizona's U.S. senators have introduced a bill that would ban new uranium mining near Grand Canyon National Park. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports on the latest of several attempts to protect the area's water and environment.
The Grand Canyon Protection Act would make permanent a 20-year moratorium on uranium claims on more than 1 million acres adjacent to the park. Environmental groups and area tribes say uranium mining threatens the Grand Canyon's water and environment. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is a co-sponsor of the bill.
To mine uranium around the Grand Canyon is a bad idea. It is a treasure for our state, but also for our country and for our planet. It's also important to our economy.
Kelly says Grand Canyon tourism generates more than $1 billion a year in northern Arizona. The uranium industry argues modern mining is safe and limiting domestic uranium production would make the U.S. more reliant on foreign sources. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff says golfer Tiger Woods won't be charged in the single-car rollover crash that badly injured him. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says speed may be a factor, but the road where Woods crashed is known for accidents.
From January of last year to Tiger Woods' incident, that's a total of 13 accidents, four of them with injuries.
He says there is no indication that alcohol or drugs were a factor in the crash. Woods was left with severe leg injuries. Doctors who performed surgery on him say he shattered bones in his lower right leg. They had to stabilize them with a rod, screws, and pins. This is NPR.